Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature lesser-known Motown artists. We'll hear from the Minor Birds, Blinky and Edward Starr, Marv Johnson, Christine Schumacher sings with the Supremes, Earl Van Dyke and the Soul Brothers, Tammy Terrell, Paul Peterson, Shorty Long, and Bobby Taylor and the Vancouvers. Well, first up, the Minor Birds from 1966. Well, the Minor Birds were an interracial Canadian band. James Ambrose Johnson, who called himself Ricky Matthews, was the determined lead singer. He changed his name to Rick because at age 15, he joined the Navy but went AWOL not too long thereafter. He crossed the Canadian border and ended up in Toronto in the summer of 1964. Perhaps what's most interesting about this band is it featured a very young Neil Young. In a 1984 interview, Neil Young recalled what it was like to be absorbed by the Motown machine in 1966. Quote, "We went in and recorded five or six nights, and if we needed something, or if they thought we just weren't strong enough, a couple of Motown singers would just walk right in and then Motown us," quote, quote. He continued to say, "If someone wasn't confident or didn't have it, they didn't say, well, let's work on this. Some guy would just come in who had it, and an amazing thing happened. We sounded hot." Well, here is the Minor Birds featuring a young Neil Young right here on Motown.
I really, really love you, darling, with a love that's so strong and so fine. Nothing in this whole wide world could ever make me change my mind. It's my time. I say that it's my time, baby.
Don't care what you say.
I really don't care what you say.
It's my time.
I say that it's my time. I'm gonna love you anyway. Yes, I said I'm gonna love you anyway. Yeah. I'm gonna make you see, baby, no one else could ever love you more.
I have called
Johnson from 1968, A Rose for My Rose, didn't chart. And before that, Blinky and Edward Starr together, Oh How Happy, that made it all the way up to number 92 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1969. And we started with The Minor Birds featuring Neil Young, It's My Time from 1966. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we continue to feature lesser-known Motown artists. Well, coming up, an artist called Christine Schumacher, but she does sing with the Supremes from 1966 in a song called Mother You, Smother You. Well, Scott Reagan, a popular disc jockey at the time in 1966 with Detroit radio station WKNR, also known as Keener 13, held a competition in the fall of 1966 called Record a Record with the Supremes. Contestants were asked to send in examples of their singing, after which Reagan and Brian Holland sat to review their entries, whittling them down to a list of three. Well, Keener listeners cashed their votes, and the winner was a blind local high school girl named Christine Schumacher. Reagan broke the news to her live over the air. Well, Christine didn't really sing with the Supremes, but she sang on top of Mary and Flo's backing vocals for Mother You, Smother You, which had originally been scheduled as the A-side of a Motown record coming up. Her version was played extensively on the air for a few weeks and was also pressed up on a limited Motown label given away by the radio station. It was a hugely successful promotion for the radio station, Reagan recalled. I think deep down, Motown was hoping they'd find somebody. Well, here is Christine Schumacher singing the Supremes, right here on Motown.
I want to more than you, who's more than you, with a love you've never known. I want to talk to you, say sweet things to you, let you know that I'm yours alone. Now you need a lot of loving, and my darling, you need it now. You've been alone for so long, you've forgotten what love is all about. Let me rock you in the cradle of my arms, but let my love protect you from all harms. Oh, I'll be your shelter.
Thank you. Email Tom at MotarMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotarMemories@yahoo.com.
Songs here on Motown Memories.
Before she teamed up with Marvin Gaye, that was called Come On and See Me. It reached number 25 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts and number 80 in the U.S. Pop charts from 1965. Before that, Earl Van Dyke and the Soul Brothers. A twin spin, that was Too Many Fish in the Sea, because that was made more famous by the Marvelettes. And before that, we heard a song made more famous by both Marvin Gaye and Junior Walker and the All-Stars. That was How Sweet It Is to Be Loved by You. Recorded and released in 1965, and we started with Mother You, Smother You, Christine Schumacher, and the Supremes from 1966. This is Motown Memories with Tom Allen. We continue to feature lesser-known Motown artists for the balance of this hour. Well, coming up, an artist that you would not associate, perhaps, with the Motown record label, Paul Peterson. Paul Peterson was born in Glendale, California, on September 23, 1945. And he was one of the first Mouseketeers on the United States television program called the Mickey Mouse Club in 1955. But he didn't last long. He was fired just after 3 weeks on the job for, quote, conduct unbecoming a mouse. He's most famously known in 1958, having landed the role of Jeff Stone in the United States television show called The Donna Reed Show. And he stayed on that show for the next 8 years. His Motown connection began while on tour with the Dick Clark Caravan of Stars. He was quoted as saying that, quote, I was on the bus with the Supremes and the Drifters and really other quality acts. Our first stop was in the South. Now remember the era here. We're talking 1963. And there was resistance, if you will, to serving blacks on the bus. There I was, a punk kid from the Donna Reed Show, and I was pretty loud and vocal about the absurdity of that situation. Well, friends at Motown remembered that, and when my manager got a call from Motown, it was rather quickly arranged that I got a recording contract. Well, here is Paul Peterson and Chick, right here on Motown.
Just yesterday, you were in my arms, and in a special way, you touched my heart with all your charms, and now you're gone. And I find myself all alone. No love left. Don't know where I failed. You, I've always cared. Did all I know to win your love and make it so you'd always stay. You turned away. What could I say? Gotta get you back someday. 'Cause I'm changed. You're you know that
really be good. And the state would really be great. Didn't I just tell you I was tired, 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 tired? And I ain't got no money, honey, no money. Say, you gonna do what, honey? You gonna do what, honey?
Number 6 in the United States Rhythm Blues charts, and number 29 in the United States Pop charts in 1968. Before that, Shawty Long with Chantilly Lace from 1967, and we started with Paul Peterson's Chained from 1967. Well, this hour would feature some lesser-known Motown artists. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.